The price of oil has been slowly inching up over the past couple months, but prices at the pump are still some of the lowest that we've seen in years. But whatever it costs to fill up your gas tank, WYPR's Christopher Connolly says that in Annapolis there is a debate simmering over how much the state should add to the gas tax.
Joe Getty used to be a Republican senator on the state's Budget and Tax Committee. These days, though, he's Governor Larry Hogan's legislative director. He went back to his old committee this week to make the case for a key piece of his boss's agenda.
What I'm presenting today is what I believe is a very focused tax policy issue regarding the gas tax.
The gist of it? Stop the state's gas tax from going up. A couple years ago, the General Assembly raised the gas tax, phasing it in over a few years. There's one more jump left, and then the tax is pegged to the Consumer Price Index so it keeps up with inflation. Hogan's bill stops all of that.
And the governor believes that we should not have that type of formulaic increase in any realm of taxation.
All told, that would leave the state with about $1.5 billion less to spend on transportation projects over the next 5 years, which raised questions about a couple of big, expensive proposed light rail projects that would serve the Washington and Baltimore regions. Senator Ed Casemeyer chairs the Budget and Tax Committee.
Don't you think by what you're proposing definitely limits the projected transportation program, including the red line and purple line? Doesn't it inhibit those from happening?
Senator Richard Mattolino, a Montgomery County Democrat, says there's really no question.
I mean, this is the death knell of any new transportation project in the state. I mean, you might be able to repave the Beltway, replace a failing bridge, but it allows for no expansion projects, roads, or transit.
He says Hogan's gas tax plan, added to another proposal to give more transportation money to local counties, will starve the transportation department. But Senator Addie Eckhart says rural counties, including her Eastern Shore district, are already feeling starved. After all, local jurisdictions, she says, used to get a much bigger chunk of state transportation money. But their share was cut by about a third to balance the budget during the recession.
We are suffering from increasing potholes. And if you have a lot of trucking transportation in your local jurisdictions, that decreases the motor fuel efficiency on the cars, adds wear and tear to the trucks and vehicles. And so that increased the cost of doing business.
But back to that question, does Hogan's plan spell doom for projects like the red and purple lines? The governor says that's a red herring. He blames his predecessor, Martin O'Malley, for raiding the Transportation Trust Fund for non-transportation projects. And anyway, he says, he's not repealing the gas tax, just getting rid of automatic increases.
Money is now pouring in. We're now refunding and keeping the money in the trust fund. We're now focused on infrastructure for the first time in a long time.
Hogan also thinks cutting taxes could spur economic activity that'll make up for the loss in revenue. But that's an argument Rich Mattolino doesn't buy.
At some point, it just doesn't work that you can't keep cutting and assuming that revenues are going to go up. It doesn't work that way.
Hogan may not get the traction he needs to pass his gas tax plan, but the debate over the role of taxes is one that Democrats in Annapolis are having to take more seriously now that a Republican governor is in town. Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.